We're keeping track of two minor league baseball players this summer. These are guys who are trying to make it to the big leagues. Today, we're checking back in with Reed Gorecki. We first met him while he was teaching at a baseball academy out on Long Island.
Beautiful.
That's where he told us about his time playing for minor league teams affiliated with the Cardinals and Yankees. And he even played in the majors briefly with the Atlanta Braves.
It's unbelievable. You know, being a part of that for the first time was just fabulous. Everything that I hoped and imagined it would be, it was.
And Reed wants one more crack. Now, to get a major league club's interest, he has to have an incredible season with his new ball club, the Long Island Ducks, an independent team. We catch Reed this time on a game night in central Islip, New York.
And now on this Thursday night, here is the starting lineup for your 2012 Long Island Ducks.
And we're at the stadium. It's about an hour before the first pitch, and we're in the laundry room, some washing machines where they do all the the uniforms and everything. And here goes one of the dryers right now. And they say we might get a chance to talk to Reed before he heads out on the field.
Hey,
how's it going, Reed? It's good to see you again. Yeah, we're good. How you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I see the beard. Is that baseball beard?
Baseball.
Before the season, you didn't have it.
I've never been allowed to wear a beard. And this is, I like.
Who sets those rules?
The Cardinals, the Yankees, and the Braves. It's customary that, you know, only mustache can't go past the.
Really?
The
some
ears.
Some teams do that. I didn't realize that. So since I saw you, you went through some injury problems.
Yeah, not some. I had one. I had a groin injury, so. A little bit tough to deal with, you know. Second game of the season, I was really excited to start playing, and we're only 20 games in. My team's playing pretty well, so they didn't miss me too much.
I'm sure they did. Is it feeling good tonight?
Feeling good tonight. Playing right field, so hitting in the seventh spot in the order, and we'll see what happens.
A couple teammates I know already called up to major league organizations this year. Does that give you some hope?
Definite hope. You know, I'm getting a feel for the game again, and that's really all it is. You know, once I get that feel, I should be able to compete with those guys again.
Good luck. Have a good game. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Definitely.
Reed talks about getting a feel for the game again after taking last year off. At 31, he is doing some soul searching. He knows the end of his baseball career is getting close. Bracing for that, Reed recently took a New York firefighter's entrance exam.
Popcorn!
But for now, he's here. Speakers are blasting the song Somebody That I Used to Know from Gautier. Reed picked it for his at-bats. Kids in the stands are blowing their Long Island Duck kazoos.
Hitting seven for Long Island, right fielder, number seven, Reed Gorecki, number seven.
This game seems pretty cool, and all my friends are here.
That's Presley Minerva. She's 11 years old at the ballpark with her dad for the first time in her life.
On TV, it looks really boring, but it's actually not. How do you know that girl?
So, Reed, this player for the Ducks that we're watching, he just got thrown out at second base. What do you think of that?
Well,
he was trying to steal.
Maybe he could do better. Practice, practice, practice.
I think that's good advice. So I walked with the general manager of the Ducks, Mike Pfaff, out to near right field where Reed is playing. And Mike, tell me about Reed as a player.
Well, Reed's a guy that's got major league experience. He's got a very good swing. He's somebody that I think Kevin Baez, our manager, is going to be able to rely on as long as he's healthy.
A year off baseball? Was that a risk in signing him since he took all that time off?
We mitigate the risk knowing that he's a local player, so it's not like we had to purchase a plane ticket for him to fly home. But while he hasn't been, you know, in complete health, we're excited with the glimpses that we've seen so far.
And, you know, he spoke to us about the possibility of having one more shot at getting to the majors.
There's no question. If he produces at this level, he will get signed. Lou Ford just got signed by the Baltimore Orioles.
One of your players.
And he's one of our players, one of our outfielders, and he's 4 years older than Reed.
So Reed comes up at a big moment in the game for the Ducks, down 5-3 late. They're two outs. The bases are loaded.
Gorecki swings and lines one in a left field base hit.
into scorer's sink. Esquivel will be held up at third.
Reed smacks a ball into left field. Base hit, single, and now he's on first base. And it's 5-4 now, so he got him a little bit closer. But that's as close as the Ducks would get. They lost a nail-biter, 5-4, to their rivals, the Bridgeport Bluefish. After the game, I saw Reed signing a few autographs for some kids right near the dugout, and then he hurried upstairs to see his biggest fan, Susan Gorecki.
So how do you think he played tonight, Mom?
He played well. I always worried, you know, when they come back from an injury. You worry until they're settled, but he was right back where he belonged.
What's it been like seeing him go from, you know, little guy on the field, little league years, to standing next to you here in a
professional uniform? We can remember his very first game. Because he had an older brother, his brother's 8 years older, we remember his first game because he knew all the positions. And you have to remember, they're 5 and 6 years old. So the balls would get hit here, and he would run wherever the ball went. He went all over the field.
All over the field, just running the ball down.
And we never forgot that.
Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you,
really
for
appreciate it. We'll try to talk to your son here for a second or two if he has time. And got a little dirt on the uniform.
Yeah, a little dirt tonight. Not bad.
So I thought you hit that ball with the bases loaded. It was going to tie it up.
Oh, I wish. I hit a little too hard.
But now that you're back and healthy and out there, I mean, does that feel a little like you have some more baseball
definitely,
left in you?
Definitely. I love this game. This is my life. It's been my life for my life. So I would like to stay a part of this game with whatever it takes. And, you know, we'll see if I can do it as a player. If I can't do it as a player, I'd like to, you know, help younger guys.
Reed, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We'll see you sometime later in the season.
Definitely.
And we definitely will be checking in with Reed Gorecki later this summer. He's one of two minor league ball players we are following this season. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montagne.